This program was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television license fee. The Rising Sisters, an epic journey towards rebellion and a bond in sisterhood through time.
I've a pot of tea made for you. I'm after being across to Fleming's and Drumcondra twice today. Had a rifle under my coat all the way back to D'Arcy Street. The weight of it all the way was making me walk funny.
Were you on your own?
I was for the most part, but spotted Effie on her way out to Stephen's Green.
I don't like you going out on your own.
If I get caught with a rifle under my coat, in company or not, it won't make much of a difference to the hammering I get.
True. They'll stop at nothing, not even if you're a woman.
Enough about me. Well, how was Cork?
I managed to make it all right on the train. I headed straight out to Blackpool to McCurtain and his company. They didn't say anything, really. Just wrote a reply.
Do you know what it said?
No, and I don't want to. You'd be better off. McDermott had told me it might go better in my favour if I'm caught. I'd say you can claim your innocence more if you haven't a bull's notion.
I'm to collect another rifle in the next half hour. Another walk out to Drumcondra. My legs are like lead. If anyone sees me on a cool night like this and the red face on me, I declare to God.
Rabbit ankles.
I'll have bull's ankles by the time I'm finished this rebellion.
Wait, there's someone coming up the stairs.
Good night, ladies. You're still at the office?
Eamon Kent, it's yourself. Will you have a cup? It's just brewed.
A quick cup. I just popped in to deliver two more dispatches. Actually, Bridget, it's you I want. Will you go down to Cork again tonight? Like a good woman.
Right, I'll get my bag.
Eamon, what's going on? Are you going to strike?
You'll know very soon. We're keeping everything sealed till it's time to burst. We can't leave anything to chance. Pierce is like a skinned cat. His nerves are on end. Here you go, Bridget. And we need a reply.
Oh, okay.
Are you sure you're all right? You women. Are you afraid?
We are. Afraid of living on our knees all our lives and being subjugated citizens of the English monarch. We're proud to know all men and women paved a way for a future where they are free to demonstrate every fibre of their heritage and freely embrace all that is theirs in a land that is theirs.
Calm down, will you? Here, wear this bonnet. It has a longer fastener.
Look at you, with letters of war, tucked up into those lovely curls.
Would you go on out of that?
Cool night out tonight. What a stretch there.
Grand stretch, Mr. Fleming.
Will you be able to conceal that under your coat?
Can you see the shape of it under it?
Come out here into the shop light till I see you. I can't. But maybe you should put it up under your skirt, just in case.
Will you go way out of that, Mr. Fleming?
I'm only trying to help the cause. Evening, sir.
Evening.
Can I have a tuppence worth of those bullseye sweets, please?
That would be tuppence.
There you go. Good night, sir.
Good night now, miss. Now, sir, what can I get for you?
Excuse me. Miss.
Excuse me, sir. Is there something the matter? I'm urgently needed and must be on my way.
Detective Pinsworth is my name, miss. I'm asking you in an official capacity where you are going this evening and why.
Is there a problem? Why would it bother you what I'm doing and where I'm going? If you must know, I'm going to a picture show. Not that it's any of your concern, Detective Pinsworth.
And what's in the bag, miss?
Bullseyes.
One of my favourites.
Are you sure it's not the lemon drops? Bitter and sour.
Now. There's no need for these unpleasantries. I'd rather we continued our conversation at the barracks, if you will, miss. Walk with me. And if I might add, you look very flushed for such a cool evening.
I am refusing to take one step with you until you tell me, for what God unknown reason, you want to have a conversation with me in an official capacity. This is absurd, and I'm late for my engagement.
You are going all the way from out here in Drumcondra to a picture show in town by yourself?
So what has that got to do with anything? I can walk anywhere I like from one side of the Liffey to the other. I'll walk to the moon and back, and you can't stop me.
A woman of your description was seen leaving this area today, and then in Dorset Street. That's an awful lot of walking for a little woman like yourself. And now look at you, back with your bag of bullseyes. Now, if you don't mind, miss, heed my instructions immediately.
Fire! 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 Someone help! For the love of God, get up to Oakwood Road! There's a blaze! Children! Children trapped in the upstairs house!
You wait there!
Get in, quick!
I thought I was goosed for sure. God almighty, who are you? I owe you my life.
I'll get you out of here, but you need to keep your head down. Just for a few days, Cot. Stay off the street, girl.
How do you know my name? And what's your name?
Jimmy, miss. I've been keeping an eye out, hearing stories from birdies all day, carrying messages between the women like yourself.
You've been watching me?
I'm watching them watch you, Cot. Now let's get you out of here.
Mr. McNeil? Mr. McNeil? Are you awake?
Who's there?
Mr. McNeil, it's Mr. Hobson downstairs. He's in an awful flutter and wanted to talk to you in the highest of urgency. I told him you were asleep, sir.
All right, all right. Put on a pot of tea. Tell him I'll be down there in 2 minutes, Debbie.
Mr. Hobson, you can wait downstairs. I've awakened him and he'll be down. Mr. Hobson, sir.
My God, Hobson, what's this? You're like a bullock up the stairs and I in me pyjamas. What the bloody hell is going on?
It's back on.
My orders were explicit and clear.
Well, there's been another set of orders delivered down the country. Volunteer J.J. O'Connell and Emer Duffy have learned that volunteer units around the country have received orders to take part in a rising on Easter Sunday.
Well, have they? I'll be down in 2 minutes. You're driving us over to Pierce's accommodation.
Are yous all right, sir? Can I get you a cup of tea or anything?
I'm off now again, missus. Sure, we'll have the tea for another time.
How dare he? I'm going to... Oh, for the love of God, how could he do this?
I declare to God, he's fit to be tied up there. Mr. McNeil, can I get you anything?
Debbie, have my coat ready. Come on till I sort this fella out. I can't believe he did this.
Here you go, Mr. McNeil.
How in the name of God could he have done that? What was he thinking about at the time?
Excuse me, gentlemen. I'll have to see if you'll be received, gentlemen.
He'll receive me. Well, look at him. There, grand and relaxed. Look at the mighty man. The mighty man, Padraig Pearse. About to lead an army of hungry and destitute right into the mouth of a massacre.
Now, gentlemen, let's confirm the status of this new development. And I assure you, we can strengthen our positions in the command with news of a...
Are you going to equip every poor bastard with a gun, are you? Are you going to arm those defenseless paupers who are walking from every corner of Ireland to defend a notion? A bloody vain notion of independence and a united republic? There'll be no waste of lives for which I'm directly responsible. I will not allow a half-measured arms force to be called out. I can promise you this. I'll do everything I can to stop a rising. Everything that is short of calling up Dublin Castle.
It's every corner of Ireland that needs releasing from this oppression they find themselves under. It's every corner of Ireland that is ready to answer the call, McNeil. And can't you see we are ready? We are ready to deliver a new nation, a republic for God's sake, man. We need to rise up.
You've sent word down the country that a rising will take place on Easter Sunday. My God, man, what kind of strategy had you in place? Were you going to line them all up with ineffective ammunition and hurlies? Or is it like the mighty Cú Chulainn? Are the mighty giants of Fianna folklore going to rise up? Are they going to smite all the English with one clatter of a slitter? You've ordered a massacre on Easter Sunday. Our Lord, Saviour and King rose again on the third day. But you've ordered death on unwitting civilians. The poor won't rise. They never do. The civilians of this city won't ascend. This city and its people in the filth and disease they already live in will perish. And not only will they perish, have you thought about the volunteers? Have you thought about your own lives? You lunatics, lunatics! To march half-armed battalions into the centre of Dublin City and foxhole yourselves in streets and buildings to be ripped asunder with heavy artillery, machine guns and bombs.
But that's right. That's what this is all about. This is your ultimate sacrifice. This is your poetic crucifixion, Pierce, where they will speak your name forever. Is that what this is all about? I can't look at you. I will have no more to do with you. I'm off.
We've caused considerable strain between relations with Hobson and MacNeil. We have to get them to listen to our new resolution, Sean.
What do you want us to do?
You and McDonough can call them back in the morning and get them to listen to our new proposal. Inform them of the arms mission that's about to land off the Kerry coast today. Once the Ord has deployed the cargo, there is no going back. Casement will arrive within hours with vital news. Let them know we have every intention of seeing this through. Rebellion is upon us. The dawn of freedom beckons now. Remind them of the IRB's authority over the volunteers. Taking up arms and fighting is the only way to sanctify this new era. We are ready to die, and die honourably.
Yes, sir.
Sir, can I get you more coal for the fire, or a cup of tea?
I'm okay till the morning, miss. Thank you.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
You'll find, gentlemen, that we have to go ahead with the rising. The IRB is the real controller of the latest decision. We have enough leverage to put a halt to your mobilisation of the rising. Anyway, we need to brief you further on the new developments that are imminent.
New developments? Level with me then, man. What in the name of God is there to add?
There's an arms landing imminent in County Kerry at any stage. We should hear word soon from Roger Casement. He has liaised with the Germans on behalf of the efforts being made here in Ireland. But I must add that once the defence forces on the south coast to take the land of arms, there will be no other action but to take up those arms and fight.
How much arms? What are we talking?
MacDonough will fill you in on the particulars.
There will be a cargo on the Ord, which I am to presume sailed from Lubeck, holding 20,000 rifles, 1 million rounds of ammunition and 10 machine guns.
And they're due to land today?
Between today and the eve of the rising.
You're sure?
Yes. Mick Collins has sent technicians to destroy the radio transmitter in Kerry and send out a signal for the volunteers to the Ord. We will know soon.
Well, if we have to fight or be suppressed, then I suppose I'm ready to fight.
You're up, sir. I've tea here.
I'll dress first, Debbie, and I'll be down for the breakfast.
Mr. Pearce, sir. Come in, sir.
Is Mr. MacNeil in, miss?
He isn't supposed, sir, but will be available quite soon, sir. Please, come this way. Miss McDonough and Miss McDermott are having tea. You'll have a cup of tea, sir.
Good morning. Did you inform him?
We did. He'll be down soon.
Good morning.
You've been filled in on developments.
We will move forward with these new and badly needed arms. But it will be a bloody sacrifice, Pierce.
Blood is a cleansing and sanctifying thing. And the notion that regards it as the final thing has lost its manhood. There are many more things more horrible than bloodshed. And slavery is one of them.
O'Reilly! Bloody hell, man! Put that revolver down!
Whatever point you have to make, make it now and put that gun out of my face, O'Reilly.
Whoever kidnaps me will have to be a quicker shot.
You're the one that has made the point, Pierce. You've crossed the line now, haven't you? Kidnapping Bulmer Hobson. You're mad. You won't get away with this.
What do you mean? You kidnapped Hobson.
Lower the gun now, O'Rahilly, like a good man. No harm will come to Hobson, MacNeil, none. If we carry out precise and correct measures to ensure his safety.
Safety? What would that mean to you? Every command your commanders have made has been counteracted behind their back. You're a snake and bloodthirsty idealist. Bulmer Hobson only rallied the movement to volunteers to ensure the efforts to prevent the introduction of Home Rule by force. Not a rising. Nobody wants your notions of freedom. The masses want to vote in Home Rule. And you want freedom to ring with the blast of rifles and the cries of the innocent.
The European war has brought about a crisis which may contain, as yet hidden within it, the moment for which the generation has been waiting. It remains to be seen whether this moment reveals itself. We shall have the sight to see and the courage to do, or whether it shall be written of this generation, alone of all generations of Ireland, that it had none among it who dared to make the ultimate sacrifice.
Put the gun down, O'Rahilly. Follow me if you know what's good for you. This fella is deluded.
Oh, you haven't heard the end of this. We'll get Hobson and bring this daydream of yours into the light of a very cold day.
Casement! Roger! Roger! Come on, get up! Can you move?
I'm freezing, Robert. I can't move.
Can you feel your hands? Can you move your fingers?
We have to get word back to Dublin.
We can't go anywhere for now. We need to hide. The cargo will wash ashore and people will ask questions.
Oh, Christ, man, we've lost a lot.
Blow on your fingers. Keep rubbing your hands and legs. We have to save ourselves and get the hell out of here alive.
All the ammunition, the guns, what sank?
Casement, you're on the brink of freezing to death. Come on, man, keep rubbing your hands. Can you stand? We have to go.
We have to try and look for the ammunition. At least some of it. Where's Bailey?
Bailey?
Bailey!
Bailey!
I'm here.
Is it a death wish you have?
I've no desire to go back to Dublin with this news. Oh, for the love of St. Brendan.
St. Brendan had a better boat than we did. I don't know when it will be dawn, it's so dark. Where the bloody hell are we?
Hopefully still, Kerry. God, what sank, Robert? I'm going back to Dublin to tell them to call this rising off. There's been nothing but bad news and false hopes since Germany. If it weren't for so many lives at risk, could be written as the greatest farce in Irish history. A farce that are broken and hearted and deluded.
Enough of your worrying. We'll have to save ourselves first, man. Let's get under cover before dawn. Bailey! Bailey! Will you live?
Oh, what were we thinking? Getting into a little boat in the middle of the night.
Captain Wisebeck wanted his vessel all to himself. Huh? Couldn't chance loitering in Tralee Bay, huh?
We've got to get the hell out of here.
Well, then we'll find a pub. I'm not going back to Dublin with this news sober.
We have to take cover, for God's sake. The first sight of us by a local are fishermen, and we're for the scaffold for sure.
If we separate, we'll be better off. I see you back in Dublin, lads.
Godspeed. And if you get there before me, you can tell Hobson.
Oh, that was a beautiful lunch, thanks. Bridget? You hardly ate anything. Are you okay? Was the trip to Cork all right on Thursday?
Another long trip, Nora. But I delivered it in time. More important, how's Cot?
I'm sure she had no mass all Holy Week. I'm telling you now, she is shook after a trip to Drumcondra.
She'll be okay. It put the heart crossways in her, though. I'm hearing all sorts of rumours, Nora.
What rumours?
I don't know. I'm at a loss. I haven't a clue what's going on. Although, there was talk of a serious scrap today.
You're up?
Is there tea made?
You've been keeping a low profile.
Don't mind me. How was Cork? Did you get on all right?
It went all right. I managed to get the messages delivered. But I was sent over to a barrister, Mr. Healy.
Never heard him come up in conversation.
Neither did I. I wasn't expecting to be sent to him. I waited in his sitting room for a long while. After he read one of the dispatches, he left for a while and came back and asked could he wire a message. I told him that it might be intercepted by the British Navy.
Oh, what kind of codology is that?
If you ask me, he couldn't be bothered to reply to the dispatch.
What's happening so with all that and you back from Cork? Is there a rising today?
Girls, look at this.
What?
The newspaper here, look. It says, owing to the very critical position, all orders given to Irish volunteers for tomorrow, Easter Sunday, are hereby rescinded and no parades, marches or other movement of Irish volunteers will take place. Each individual volunteer will obey this order strictly in every particular.
It's been called off.
Who could that be?
Miss Fowley, I'm here with the package.
Come in, come in. And you are?
Gerard O'Sullivan, miss. I've been sent with a message for Bridget.
Yes, Gerard, what's going on at all, young fella?
I was asked to come over and inform you. You're to go to Cork tomorrow with a, well, dispatch.
The paper says all activities planned are not to be organised or no gatherings to take place.
Well, Bridget and yourself are to go to Cork tomorrow. That's all I know. Now, girls, deliver those two dispatches to McCurtain. Hurry back. All hands will be needed.
Gerard, will you, for the love of God, get in out of the rain. We'll be as fast as we can.
I can't see a thing in this rain.
The tyre.
Ah, no. Not again. I'll be back as quick as I can. I'll have us up and running in no time, ladies.
What's going on?
We're being told turn around. That's what's going on.
By who?
It's a sign.
We'll never make it.
We'll miss McCurtain.
I'm gasping, ladies. And soaked to the skin. I'm after fixing 4 shag and punctures.
We appreciate all your hard efforts. You've had an arduous journey, God love you.
I'm stopping in Turles for a cup of
We're
tea.
We're in a terrible rush. Can't you keep going? We have a delivery to pick up for our brother's business. We appreciate your ordeal with the tyres, but we must press on to Cork.
What? On Easter?
Well, Cork is our native city. We'll have a bit of visiting to do as well. Now, I have to protest. After 4 punctures and this god-awful weather, please, mister, can we push on?
I'm bleeding parched. Will yous relax, miss? Or even better, come into Tuvia's for a cup of tea. And maybe I'll drop us something stronger in it, if you like.
We will not.
Are you sure, ladies?
No, thank you.
Thanks.
Ah, go on. JD, one cup of tea won't bring the country down. Clear to God, yous Cork women are very bleeding touchy. Depriving a man of a cup of tea.
We'll wait here and hurry on about it.
Well, I never met such a lackluster chap. Tea on the eve of a rebellion.
He doesn't know, Bridget. Hardly anyone knows. They're all innocent to what's ahead.
They are, but they're living a lie. And need to wake up. Tea. I'll give him tea. We'll miss McCurtain for sure. We should have taken a train.
We were followed by 2 G-men. They stopped us at a place called Dunkettle on the way into Cork City. So close, and with 2 dispatches.
And why are you out so late?
Ah, look, we had terrible trouble with 4 punctures, and it was lashing all the way.
Good night, madam.
It's Miss to you, sir.
They had been waiting for us all along. We had to assume they had been tipped off. But equally, we had to keep our composure. They travelled with us to the Windsor Hotel.
And what would the two of you want, coming to Cork on Easter weekend, all the way from Dublin?
I have an appointment with my brother Tig to discuss with him the purchase of some paper from the Spicer brothers.
And out he came with it.
You wouldn't happen to have any dispatches on your person, would you?
I do not.
They searched me that evening, standing in the lobby of the Windsor Hotel. We'd settled into our room, hiding the dispatches under the carpet, but I was asked to come downstairs. I left caught sitting in the room, petrified.
Open your mouth, miss.
They searched my coat and asked me to open my mouth, but funny, they never searched our room. How in God's name was I to get these dispatches to McCurtain?
You are under arrest, miss, but you may stay here in your accommodation, but will remain under constant observation by one of my officers. He will wait here in the lobby for the night.
What for? What is the meaning of this? It is an extraordinary thing if I can't come to my native city without being interfered with by the police.
We didn't sleep a wink, petrified with the thought of being caught with the dispatches. Right within their reach they had us. The anticipation of them discovering the incriminating notes, it sickened us. I thought the fear alone would bruise me. We had laughed about this after matches, but this was a death mission. They had us now. But in the morning, one of them came up the stairs to tell us we were no longer being detained.
Rising Sisters was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Written by Siobhan Fogarty. Produced and directed by Ruth Hayes. Sound design by Warren Tyvey. A Community Radio Yall production.